Sky Sports Radio combined with Harness Racing New South Wales brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
23 to 11, yes, we are going Harness Racing, and who better to do that than from Harness Racing New South Wales On The Pace, Amanda Rando. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you today?
Fabulous, beautiful day. What can you tell us what's going on in the world of the GGs?
Yes, well, in the world of the GGs with the carts on the back, plenty is happening. We do have that warmer weather, which means we're right into our new season now. Our previous season wrapped up at Menangle last Saturday night, and we had some great results there at Menangle. The McCarthy brothers, Luke and Todd, certainly put on a show, landing two winners each, and they finished first and second in the Metropolitan Drivers' Premiership. Todd came out on top with 53 wins at Menangle, which is very impressive. And he obviously added to that when creating history. About a month ago, he won six races at Menangle on a Metropolitan card, becoming the first driver in New South Wales to achieve that. So an amazing feat, Kevin, considering Todd's so young. He's only 26 years old. And for Luke, he finished second to Todd in that premiership with 36 winners. So they've sort of battled out the Metropolitan Drivers' Premiership for the last few seasons now. Toddy also claimed the New South Wales Drivers' Premiership. So that was the second year in a row that Todd's achieved that feat, which is just remarkable, considering he did spend some time overseas. He represented Australia in the World Driving Championship over in Sweden a couple of months ago. So he wasn't here the whole time, but he still had enough wins under the belt to take that one out. He finished the season with 173 wins here in New South Wales, which was about 19 wins ahead of Amanda Turnbull, who finished in second place on that premiership. In terms of the New South Wales Trainers Premiership, that was taken out by Kerri-Anne Morris, who also won last year's New South Wales Premiership as well. So it's great to see Kerri-Anne go back to back. Last year, she trained 161 winners. This year, 163 in New South Wales alone. So she's bettered her result again. And she finished second in the Metro Trainers Premiership this year, 7.5 wins behind Shane and Lauren Tritton, who took out that honour for the second year in a row as well. They walked away with 40.5 wins for the season, and they had a strong year as well. So some really good results there, Kevin. The last race for the season was taken out by Joe and Mary Rando and their Trotter Sunset Tour, the Evergreen Trotter. And that result put them amongst the top 10 Metro trainers for the season as well. And the horse Sunset Tour was driven by Cameron Hart. So it was fitting Cameron drove the last winner for the season, Kevin, because he had a remarkable year as well. Claimed his first group victories, he claimed a couple, and he also climbed to the top of the ranks to claim the leading concession driver tally here in New South Wales, landing 95 wins. So he was just 5 wins shy off 100 wins in New South Wales for the season, but he did a great job to climb to the top there and win his first premiership. So we had our first meeting for this new season, Kevin, at Dubbo on Sunday, and the first winner of the year went to an 8-year-old mare called She's the Other One. It was her 167th start, and she landed that win, and she's driven by John O'Shea, who's currently our leading driver in New South Wales now, because John drove 3 winners at Dubbo on Sunday. He also won with Scaramucci, who broke its maiden after 7 starts, and Joey Liu, who broke his maiden after 10 starts. So, yeah, John O'Shea, the top driver to follow at the moment. And, yeah, it was a great result for him there. So coming up now for the rest of the week, Kev, we've got plenty of racing. We've got Menangle today, a strong card there. We also have racing at Bathurst tomorrow night. And then we head to a strong meeting at Tamworth on Thursday with a couple of heats of the country series, as well as a strong meeting at Penrith on Thursday night. We also have a meeting at Newcastle on Friday. Saturday, a double header at Menangle and Riverina Paceway in Wagga. And this Sunday, we have a really special meeting here in New South Wales. We're racing at Cowra, and they're celebrating 100 years of racing at that track. So their first meeting was on September 6, 1919. So that's going to be a feature meeting, our first sort of feature meeting for the season outside of the metropolitan area in the country this Sunday. So there's plenty happening there with, you know, kids rides, face painting, mini trot races, live music as well. So, and all it is a gold coin donation to go to that meeting, and that money is going to Cowra Hospital. So it's going to a good cause as well. So we're looking forward to that. And this Saturday night at Menangle, the fields were released yesterday afternoon, and the main feature there is the Group 3 Vic Frost Cup, named in honour of Vic Frost, who was a top horseman at Harold Park back in the day before he sort of scaled back his team. And that's attracted a really strong field. We see Tiger Tara going around there, and the is back here in New South Wales after racing in Victoria. So some really good meetings to come to look forward to, Kevin, over the weekend. And we certainly started the season off with a bang.
Gee, I reckon there's plenty on, isn't it? It's, your head must be spinning with all that. We have Mick Court standing by to give us the preview and angle today, and we're going to get you again tomorrow for On the Pace, correct?
That is correct. So I'll have more news for you.
Too much Amanda's barely enough. Thank you.
Thanks,
see you later. Amanda Rando there with the look at what's going on in harness racing in just a moment. Dave Carlson's here with Going Greyhounds.